The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied in the Mishmat. Banat Zekenati Yafa Batsara Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechem Began Eden. Amen. Begin today's daf on Yud Bet Amud Bet. And we start from the Mishnah. Matzah Shtare Chov. Okay, I found a star. Shtar Chov. Malveh Neloveh. Somebody borrowed money, somebody lent money. So therefore we found a star. Who do you give it to? If the loan is guaranteed by karka, harit nechasim means it's a shtar. If the guy doesn't pay, the malveh can go after land. Lo yachzir. Do not return it to the malveh. Do not return it. Shebet din nifra'in mehen. Because bet din is going to take the karka. Bet din is going to take payment. So why not? Let him give it back. Let him take payment. We'll see. And bayin aharayut nechasim. But if it's just a stam loan, where it's not connected to karka, yachzir, give it to the malveh. She'en bet din nifra'in mehem. Because bet din, anyway, is not going to go after the karka. Right? So it's not going to go after the karka, but it's going to go after the money. So why would you give it back to the malveh? Maybe already he got paid. Doesn't matter. The bimir says, if it's linked to land, don't give it back, because the bet din is going to take land. But if it's not linked to land, give it back, because anyway, bet din is not going to take land. So we have to see what the haluk is. Never give it back to the malveh. Because bottom line, bet din is going to take payment, and maybe it was paid already. And therefore, you don't want the malveh to get twice. So I understand hachamim. Never give it back to the malveh, because maybe he's going to take the payment twice. But what's the shita of the tarakama that makes a haluk between whether it's linked to land or not linked to land? We're for the Gemara. B'may askinan. What is the case of the Mishnah? Ilema k'shehayav modeh. Oh, now here's another fact that you have to analyze. What's the loveh saying? What's the guy that borrowed the money saying? If the guy who borrowed the money saying, yeah, it's emet, I borrowed. If he's admitting to it, so then already, what's the she'ela? Which means, not only admitting that he borrowed, he's admitting he didn't pay. Right. So when a guy admits he didn't pay, that's he's believed more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. What do I care if it's linked to karka? Return it to the malveh and let the malveh go take karka. He's admitting. And if the loveh is not modeh, which means he's coming along to say, I paid it. Now he's coming along and he's not modeh to the shtar. Which means, so it's not linked to karka. So why should you give it back to the malveh? You're right, they're not going to be able to take land. However, but they're going to take money. If the guy's telling you, I paid, right? He's not modeh in the shtar, why give it back to the malveh? It's a safek. Maybe the malveh is going to take payment, he's going to take money. Now get the case code. Kishayav modeh. Oh? Really, the loveh is modeh. He's coming along to say, the shtar is a shtar, and you know what? I didn't pay yet. So, it doesn't make any sense. The guy's admitting he owes the money. You found the shtar on the floor. No brainer. Give it to the malveh. Let him take karka even. What do I care if he takes karka? The shtar is written with it was legal. Hainu ta'ama d'hayshina, shemar katav l'lavot b'nisan. Maybe it's a shtar mukdam. Maybe they wrote the shtar in Nisan, but he didn't give him the money and lend them the money till 6 months later in Tishri. And what's going to happen? They're going to take property shelo kadin. Because when does the shi'bud of the karka begin? When the loan was given in Tishri. However, it was written in Nisan. So all karka that the loveh sold between Nisan and Tishri are really not leaned to the loan. So what's going to happen over here? They're going to give the shtar back to the malveh. The shtar says Nisan. But we're worried that maybe the loan didn't take place till Tishri. Now the malveh is going to go take karka that he's not allowed to take. He's going to take the karka that was sold between Nisan and Tishri. That money was not loaned, was not connected to the loan. Because the money was not lent out yet. Now, so that's what we're worried about. Don't give it back to the malveh, because they might take karka that's not legal. So the Gemara asks an obvious question. So every star you should make this suspicion. Which means, for now I'm making a rule. Anytime a guy comes to Beit Din with a star, so we can't take a karka. Because maybe it's a star mukdam. But why in this case you're only worried about a star mukdam? Any case, any star that comes to Beit Din is presented, you should be worried. Kibra says, Kol shtare lo re'i. Every star that comes to Beit Din does not have a ri'uta, does not have a question on it. Hani re'i. This star already has a problem. Already there's smoke. Why? We found it in the street. Once already you find it in the street, already we're concerned. There's a ri'uta. There's already something negative. Because normally, where does star belong? The star, if it wasn't paid yet, the malveh should be holding on to it. If it was paid, then the loveh takes it and rips it up. So there's no reason why a star should be in the street. Now you find it in the street, so already you have to suspect that what? That maybe it wasn't, that maybe it was written incorrectly. Because of the ri'uta that was on the Rashi, Hani re'i, hu'il ve'nafal, itra, diyeshtomar imayak kasher hayan izharbo. If it was a kosher star, it wouldn't have fell. They would have been holding on to it. So the fact that it fell, must be they weren't careful with it, because they knew it was a star, pasul. So therefore the star that fell, where you have already a ri'uta, then already have to suspect that it's a predated star. Good? But we have a Mishnah. Kodvim shtar lelove, afapi she'en malve imo. Oh, we have a rule. You could write a shtar for lelove, even though the malve is not there. What's the case? The lelove says, you know, write me a shtar up that I borrowed, I owe $10,000. But the malveh is not there. Doesn't matter. You could write it even though the malveh is not there. So Gemara says, lechet tahila hechi kadvinu. How do you allow a star to be written by the loveh, not in front of the malveh? Nihu shema katav lelavod b'nisan v'do laba'at tishri. That's a perfect example. We should make a hashash. Maybe he's writing it in Nisan, and since the malveh is not there, maybe he's not going to give him the money till 6 months later. And now the malveh is going to end up taking properties. How do we allow a case? If you're concerned about shtar mukdam, predated shtar, so then how did we allow in the Mishnah to write a shtar for the loveh, not in front of the malveh? Because maybe you're writing the shtar, he's writing today, Nisan, I owe $10,000. Yeah, but maybe the guy didn't give him the money. The guy's not here now. So maybe he didn't give him the money until 6 months later. And if it's going to cause a problem, he's going to take the property that was sold in between. And if it wasn't mortgaged for the loan, how do we do that? Amar of Aseh, Bishtale Hakna'ah, Te'ash Yabed Nafshe. Okay, very important rule. There's a star called the Star Hakna'ah. What is the Star Hakna'ah? Star Hakna'ah means like this. The guy wrote, not in front of the Malveh, I owe so-and-so $10,000, it's dated Nisan. Now, so we don't know, did he borrow the money yet? Is he planning on borrowing the money? We don't know anything. He's not here, the malveh. You know what? He adds one line. And I am mishabed myself from now. Even though I didn't get the money, I'm telling you from now, no matter what, I'm on the hook. So therefore, when he writes that in the shtar, that's called the shtar hakna'ah, so already, I don't care if he didn't take the money till tishri. He's clearly telling you in the shtar, I'm already hayav from now. Okay, when he says shtarak na, I'm hayav from now, that's it. He already committed. Look at that, she shtarak na shemaknelo nechasav mehayom ben yilve ben lo yilve yigbeh mehem notozman mehayom. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, but once you're introducing to me a new concept called the shtar hakna'a, matnitin diktani im yesh b'macharut nechasim lo yachzir. You just told me in the Mishnah, when it's linked to karka, don't give it back to the malveh. Ve'okimna keshehayav modeh. And you told me the case. So we even win the case when the loveh admits that he owes the money. Mishum shema katav lelavod b'nisan v'lo lava'at tishri. Because you told me you worried about a shtar mukdam. Ve'ateh limitraf lekohot shelo kedin. You worried about you're going to take properties shelo kedin. Amai lo yachzir. Why shouldn't you give it back? Nechzi. Let's look at the shtar. I bishtar akna'ah, ha, shabedeh le nafsheh. maybe it's a shtar hakna'ah. Look at the shtar. Maybe the shtar says, I am mishabed myself from now. So the biggest chayav. So what's the difference? Get back to the mavir. There won't be any problem. Oh, and if it's not a ibishtar delo akna'ah, you have nothing to worry about. Teha amad ki leka malve bahadeh. Lokadvinan. That's right. And if there's no akna'ah, you have to not worry about it at all, because the shtar you know is no good. Because if without akna'ah, you weren't allowed to write the shtar in the first place, love, not in front of the malve. And therefore, you should have a safek. Once already I introduced you shtar akna'ah, okay, you found the shtar of Shut Rabbi. You found the shtar of Shut Rabbi. They go to the Loveh, Mr. Loveh, you know about the shtar? Absolutely. It's a shtar. You owe the money? Yeah, I owe the money. Okay, very good. So what do we say in the Mishnah? Don't give it to the Malveh. Why not? Hey, listen. He's admitting he owes the money, but there's karka linked over here. Maybe it's in the Santa Shri situation, and now the Bittin is going to take karka illegally. Hey, wait a second. Bittin, we have a solution for that. Look at the shtar. Oh, it says hakna'a. I am mishabed myself from now. Finished. So, once he mishabed himself from now, I don't care Nisan Tishri. Therefore, give it back to the Maveh and take. Oh, and if you look in the shtar and it's not hakna'ah, so the shtar is worthless. Because the only time we said you're allowed to write a shtar, a loveh, not in front of a malveh, is when it's hakna'ah. And if it's not hakna'ah, so then already we have to chashesh for mukdam. And therefore, that's the Gemara's question. Look at Rashi. Look at the second line of Rashi. The Mishtare de lo hakna'ah lo avidi bekati elam kin ra'u halvata ma'ot. Correct. So therefore, what's the she'ela? What's the case of the Mishnah? Oh, I explained it too clear. If there's no hakna'ah in the shtar, we'll say better. There's no hakna'ah in the shtar. You know what? Give it to the malveh. Because must be that the date is legitimate and everything is legitimate. Because we know without hakna'ah, the loveh cannot write it without the malveh. So must be they wrote it in front of each other at the time of the loan. Therefore, it's a legitimate shtar. Give it to the malveh. Let him collect. Mimman nafshach, let him collect. If there's a hakna'ah, give it. If there's no hakna'ah, that means what? It must have been done. Malveh in front of loveh, that the loan was given at the time. Therefore, it's not mukdam. Give it. What's the case of the Mishnah?
You're protected in that case, though.
You're protected in both cases.
No. You said the malveh would protect the shtar if it was a good one.
Oh, so we'll have to see the Gemara, but the Gemara is asking that question. The Gemara is saying, the malveh check, hakna'ah, perfect. He's mishabed himself in the beginning. Give it to him. No hakna'ah, you still give it to him. Because no hakna'ah, that means what? Must have been the loan was given, malveh in front of the loveh, because you cannot write a shtar without hakna'ah, not in front of malveh. So what's the case of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Amal Rav Aseh, Afagav Deshtare De Rav Akna'ah, Kileka Malveh Bade Lo Kadvinan. You're right. When there's no Akna'ah, it shouldn't be no problem. Because definitely they wrote it Malveh in front of Loveh, and therefore Mr. Mad alone was given at the right date, they forgive it him. However, Matnitin Kevan De Nafal, since the case of the Mishnah is where you found the shtar on the floor, it's ra'le. Now we're ready. There's a question on the shtar. The haishinan. We're suspecting what? Dilma ikre vechatuf. What does that mean? Dilma ikre vechatuf. Hashi. Ikre vechatuf. It's once it fell already, it's nifgam. And you're worried about that a case that what? Maybe they wrote it. Maybe they did it. Maybe they did it without malveh shelo b'fnei loveh. Once already you found it on the floor, now you have to suspect for the worst. Yes, I know. Normally, by the way, when a guy comes to Beit Din with a shtar, without hakna'ah, I don't suspect that it's a problem shtar. because he's bringing it, he's holding it, no problem with it. I assume that everything was done correctly. I don't have to hoshesh for the worst. Here you found it on the floor. What's it doing on the floor? So now I have to suspect, just like the guy wasn't careful with it, it fell on the floor and stuff like that. Maybe the reason why I wasn't careful, because it was done the wrong way. Maybe it was done noveh, shalom b'fnei malveh, and therefore it's a shtar mukdam. Therefore don't give it to the malveh, because it's going to take the kohot that are not properly. Which normally I agree. But in the case where it's on the floor, then there's a itra, there's a liruta. Very easy. Abaye amar, Abaye says a different answer. Edav behatumav zachin lo va'afilu shtare delav hakna'a. Abaye has a new understanding of that. Abaye says, when a guy writes a shtar, even without him saying, I mishabed myself from today. He didn't write that. It's automatic, he says. Once the Edim signed the shtar, it's almost as if the Edim already are makneh the loveh's property to the malveh. It's automatic. The Edim do it. Edim are not going to sign a shtar unless it's correct shtar. Now they know there's going to be a problem of shtar mukdam. Where's the malveh? He's not here. So when Edim sign a shtar, it's the Edim that create the shi'bud immediately from today. Mishum de kashide. Abaye said this because he had a question. Kevan de amart b'shtare de lav hakna'a. You told me when there's a shtar. As hakna'a is not written. Kilete le malve ba'de lo kadvinan. That when the malve, that you're not going to write a shtar like that because without hakna'a, the malve has to be in front of the malve. Leka le mehash de ikri vechatuf. Which means in that case you don't have to suspect anything is wrong, because in that case the shtar is a legal start. Look at Rashi. Abaye Amar, fourth line. Abaye Amar. Haditnan kodvim shtar lelove belo malve. How do we learn that statement till now? Why can I write a shtar for the love, not in front of the malve? Because she wrote a hakna'a. Abaye says, even if he didn't write a hakna'a, it's okay. Why? Because of the Aydim. Look at Rashi. Haditnan. כותבים שטר ללווה בלא מלווה, אפילו בשטר דלאב הקנאה נמה. ואינה מהתל לפסף מהעידה. Now you're going to go take from the קרקעות from early, so what? והוא לא לבעת תשעים, if you didn't take the money till תשרי, לא שלא כדינו. It's not illegal. דעדה וחתומה זכין, לא? ויום שחתמו, דעדים already are זוכת to the מלווה from the time that they signed זכין, לא השעבוד, אפילו לא הלווה מאות התשעים, לא they didn't make a loan till תשרי.
You know why he made this understanding? Because she had a question. Because since she said, now I'm going back to the Gemara, you told me even a shtar, that's no hakna'a. You don't have to worry about such a shtar, because mustama the shtar is good. Ella, why don't you have to worry about the shtar? Because I'll say the Edim are the ones that are maknevi shabud over. Now the chaura, according to Abaye, we have a question from our Mishnah. Yeah. So then, why not give it back to the malveh? You found the shtar on the floor. Okay. So what do you tell me? There's no hakna'a. Good. No hakna'a. You give it to the malveh. Because I'll say what? The witnesses are making the shabud. So we have to worry about. So Abaye doesn't answer that question.
He has to check the
Edim
now.
So check the Edim. Again, the case is talking about whether the Lovez Modeh that the star is good. Modeh that I owe you the star. And you found the star in the floor. So what do you worry about? Mukdam? What's the Mukdam? What's the Edim side of star? The Makdeh. Give it back to Abaye. Well, how do you learn that Mishnah? Right, we're going to have to see it in a second. But comes to ask another question on Abaye. What it says. El Adetnan. Okay, what happened? You found in the street a get of a lady. Shechrure Avadim is a document to free a slave. Shechrure Avadim. Daiteke is a letter from a shchiv mera. Guy on his deathbed, he willed over his property to whoever. That's called a daiteke. Matana, a gift document. Shuvarim is a receipt. Receipt of payment. Hare ze lo yachzir. Don't return it. Why? Shema ketuvim. Because maybe they were written. Hayu v'nemlach aleihem shelo nitnam. But what? They never gave it.
Which means, maybe over here, the get. Don't give the get to the lady. Maybe the guy wrote the get, he never gave it. How do you know? You find the get on the floor. Maybe it was never executed. You find the shtar, don't give it back to the malveh now. Maybe because the shtar is doing on the floor, maybe he just wrote it, and they never, the guy never borrowed the money. Or the guy never gave the matana. So therefore, don't do, don't give it. So Gemara says, V'chinem lach aleihem, may have you. What do you mean? Let the guy change his mind. So what? V'ha'amat edav v'chatumav zechin lo. He just told me, once the edim sign it, they already are making the sharmut from now. So even though, let's say, the guy himself, once already there's a star with edim, edim make the kenya from now. So what do I care? How could you ever suspect such a thing? How could you ever suspect? What do I care? You found a star matana, let's say. No, maybe he wrote it, but he didn't give it. What does that mean? Once the edim sign already, the edim mishabed the matana to the guy already. So therefore, there's no hashash over here. Once you're telling me that the edim that signed on the shtar are mishabed the item to the other guy, what's the question? So comes the Gemara and says, "Hani mili echade kamatu liyade." Oh, when do we say that edim that are hatvim on a shtar, that when they signed it, they makneh over the item to the other guy? That's when a guy walks into betim with a shtar. When the shtar is in the hand. However, about echade no matu liyade. But when the shtar is found on the floor, like in the case where we just read, lo amrinan, we don't say, look at Rashi, hani midi ekademet shtar liyadeh, va'afil lahazeman, even after the time, zachulu chotamav v'gemot bezman ha-katub bo. Right, which means, when a guy comes into betin, I'm not going to start suspecting shtar mugdam, and nisan, tishri, because I say, when it was written, the idim are makneh the item. The shabud or whatever it may be, the shabudim and all that stuff. When you find the star on the floor, the whole star now is in question. And then over there, I don't say that the aydim are being this story. So the Gemara says elam matnitim. Oh, back to our Mishnah, diktani. You found the star chov in the shul rabbim. Im yesh b'machariv nechasim lo yachzir. Ve'okim, and you said the case is talking about kishahayav modeh, where the love is being modeh that he owes the money. Umishum shemekatav l'vot b'nisan ve'lo l'ba'at tishri. And the suspicion of the Mishnah is that maybe it's a shtar mukdam, that maybe he wrote it in Nisan and he didn't take the money to tishri. Bishtam al Rav Aseh. Oh, according, now we're going to answer this question. According to Rav Aseh, da'amar bishtari aknai aita. If you tell me, according to Rav Aseh, he learned that the reason why a person is allowed to write a shtar Lovin, not in front of the Malveh, it's talking about when he wrote a Haknayata, meaning he was Mishabed himself. Mukila Mishteri de lo Haknayata. I'll tell you the start of the Mishnah is talking about where there was no Haknayata, Ukhti Amrinan. And therefore it's according to us that what? Where the guy did not write, I'm Mishabed myself, there's a Ri'uta in the start, because you found it in the street. And therefore I say, once it's Ri'uta, so who knows, maybe the guy also wrote it. Maybe the guy wrote a star without Akhtayata. Once already there's a Ri'uta, who knows, maybe the guy wrote the star wrong also. Therefore, after Hoshesh Tarat Mugdam, but according to Abaye the Amar, Edad Bahatumav Zechino. But according to Abaye, what are you talking about? Once the Edim signed the star, I don't care about Akhtayata. So therefore, once I see a star, and there's Edim over here that signed on it, the Chaura, my ikalememar, what are you going to say? Good? Oh, so, okay, what's the problem? How's he explained the Mishnah? Which means, yeah, say, he learned later on. The star was written, he sat, and he didn't take it till Tashem, but the Edim was there. Once the Adima there, what's the Shavuot starts now? What's the question? Why you Hoshesh Peshtar Mugdam? That's the Gemara's question. Ah, so he says a new answer. Amalech Abaye, Matnitin Hainu Ta'ama. You know what's the problem of Abaye of the Mishnah? The Ha'ish Le Peraon Ul Kenunya. I am concerned of collusion. Trickery, kenunya. What am I worried over here? Listen to what I'm hoshesh over here.
They have a shtar. Fraud. I'm worried about fraud. You found a shtar in the Shulta Rabbin. I understand according to Rabbi Aseb, we're reviewing. Rabbi Aseb says, you know what? Don't give it back to the Malve. Why not? The shtar over here is a problematic shtar. I don't know when the loan was given. It says Nisan, but who knows? Maybe the money wasn't given over to Shi'i. It doesn't say anything about the guy being Mishabed himself.
Right.
So therefore, I don't know. And I found it in the street. So already there's a question mark on the shtar. So I say, you know what? Who knows? Maybe they did it. Maybe they did it wrong. Who knows what they did there? Maybe they did it wrong. So I'm concerned. You know what? Don't give it back. But according to Abaye, that says whenever you have edim on the shtar, the edim hatim on the shtar, they make the kinyan immediately. So even without aknayata, even without a guy personally being mishabed himself, so what are you worried about? You found the shtar in the street. Okay, now you see it. Well, edim on the shtar. The guy's being admitting, by the way. The guy's admitting the shtar's good. The guy's even admitting, yes, I loaned the money and the shtar, everything's good. So what are you worried about?
Maro admitted,
I owe the money and the shtar's good. So okay. Therefore, what are you worried about? Give it back to the malveh. Why, you worried about he's going to take back some money? Don't take away the money. The edim already are... so you don't think you want to answer? Shmuel's worried about something else. Trickery. What happened over here? That's the trickery story. The Levin sold property. The Levin was strapped for money. He sold some properties. So what happened? He paid back the Malveh. He paid him back. So they both paid. Now he goes to the Malveh and says, let's make a thing over here. You know what? We'll drop the shtar. Some guy will find it. They'll come back. They'll give it to you. I don't have any money. And we'll go get the house back. We'll get the house back. I'll get my house back that I sold.
I'll
split it. We'll get money and that's it. So that's the reason why Abba Yeh says, don't give it to the Malveh, because we're choshesh lepiraon v'lekinunya. Again, I'm worried. The guy, it's all orchestrated over here. The guy really paid him back. Because you know what? I want to get my house back. I'm not going to get my house back. You know what? Drop it. We'll wait for the third guy to show up. He'll run to Beit Din. Are they going to say, Edim? We know that rule. Edim, don't worry about, what do you call it, Shtar Mugdam. Give it back to the Malveh. The Malveh is going to come, Mr. Malveh, I want my money. Nahina, I don't have any money. But I sold stuff, so if you want to take the stuff, okay, bing. He'll repossess the house, and then let's put the house. That's why you don't give it back. So it comes again. Yeah, it doesn't matter. He sold it after the loan.
After
the loan was out. After the loan was written. After the loan was written, everything has a shamud on it. Even without that, once the edim signed, even before the loan, once edim signed, the edim are makdei all the nechassim. So the shamud starts from day one. So I'm not worried about the mukdam. So comes the Gemara and says, one more point. Gemara says... Now, Vilish Shmuel. That is a rabbi called Shmuel. The Amar lo chayshin on the peraon v'le kenunya. Shmuel, generally speaking, is not choshesh for collusion. He's not choshesh for this whole trickery. Ma'ika lememar. How is he going to learn the Mishnah? Well, hanicha isavala kenavase. The Amar b'shtare hakna'a mukimat nitin b'shtar de lavakna'a. Very good. If he learns the reason why a loveh can write a shtar, not in front of the malveh. Because he's writing Hakna'a, so I'll tell you the case of our Mishnah is talking about where he didn't write Hakna'a, you found the star in the street, there's this little Uta in the star, therefore don't give it back. Ela Isavar Kabaye, Tamar Aidav Bahatumav Zachino. But if he holds a Kabir that says, what's this Edim on a star? Finish the Edim on Makne from day one. Maikale Memar, Shmuel Mukil Matnitin, Kishin Hayav Mode. You know what Shmuel learned in the Mishnah? He holds the case that the Mishnah is talking about where the Loveh is saying the shtar is forged. Not like we learned till now. He's going to come along and say the shtar is forged. The guy's saying it's forged. We're going to give it back to the Malveh now? How are you going to give it to the Malveh? The guy's screaming that it was forged. So comes again what on says. Iacheh ki en bein achariyut nechassim amay yahzir. So according to him, why then do you give back the shtar to the Malveh when it wasn't linked to properties? If the Malveh is screaming it's forged, you should never be able to give it back to the Malveh. Nihid de lo gabeh mishabedeh. True, they're not going to collect from properties. Bebnei haren b'gmah gabeh. But they're going to take his money. Shmuel etameh de'amar Shmuel. Omer ayar b'mi'ir. Shtar hov. She'en ba'achariyut nechassim. En gobe lo me mishabedo velo me bnei hare. He has a rule. A shtar that's not linked to properties is junk. Nobody writes a shtar that's not linked to properties. Why would I lend you money without a guarantee? So therefore he holds, if it's linked to properties, don't I give it back to the malveh? Because the malveh is screaming, it's forged. I can give it back to the malveh. The guy's screaming, forged. Okay. And if it's not linked to the properties, give it back to the malveh. You know why? The Beit Din won't take payment from this shtar. Because any shtar that's written without linking to properties, efes, it's klum. Now you're going to ask me a question. So what do you mean give it to the malveh? What's he going to do with it? So Gemara says, "Vehi mahash enu gove amay yazir." Me, the Mishnah is saying, "Give it to him." Thank you. You gave me a piece of paper that is worthless. What am I going to do with this paper? Amar bira tam barashuya latzura pis lechoto. Yeah, you can use that as a bottle cap. Right? You can use it for something. So the Gemara says, "Shel malve." The malve can use it as a bottle cap. So the Gemara says, "Venidere lehu lelove latzura pis lechoto shel love." Exactly. Which means, once ready, you tell me the bottle cap theory. Give it back to the lover. Let him use it as a bottle cap. Which means the start is garbage. So you know, in that case over there, give it back to the malve. Why should he get it? If he doesn't start, maybe the lover wrote the start. Give it back to the lover so he can use it as a bottle cap. Okay. Understand the question? Once already is saying, no one's getting paid it. Give back to the malve. What is he going to do with it? Cork. Oh, cork? For that matter, give it back to the lover. Let him use it as a cork. So Gemara says, Love hu da amar lo ayu devarim me'olam. Exactly. The Love is screaming, it's a forge. It never happened. Oh, now you want to get it back? Yeah, it's a forge, but I'll take it as a bottle cap. No. You said it's forged. Therefore, I'll give it back to the Malve. So basically, we have three ways to understand the Mishnah. You have Rabbi Yosef, Abaye, Shmuel. Let's go. Rabbi Yosef, you found the star in the Shul Tarabim.
No.
The Love is saying, I'm Odeh, yeah, I owe the money. Oh, it's linked to properties. Don't give it back. Why? Because I'm worried about a star Mugdam. I'm worried, it's written in Nisan, the money wasn't given to Tishri, this guy's going to take properties illegally. But look at the star. The star didn't write Hakna on it, he didn't mishabed himself. Oh, you didn't mishabed yourself, and the star's on the floor, ri'uta, problem. I understand, it's not beautiful. Okay, Abaye, what do you say? I say, you know what, I don't need hakna'ahs, by the way. Hakna'ah means nothing to me. Even without a hakna'ah, the edim already, once edim sign, they make the shavut from the day they sign. So I don't care, it's written Nisan, let the money be given over to Shri. The edim sign, finish, it's just Nisan. Even without a hakna'ah, beautiful. So you found the star, give it to the malveh. Everything is on the up and up. Now listen, you found it on the street. No. Yeah, you found it on the street, Abaye says. You found it on the street, and now already there's a problem there. I don't have a problem of edim. Really, you should be able to give it back to the malveh. But I'm suspicious of collusion, kinunya. Kinunya factor. What kinunya factor? You play games. You're working together in cahoots. The Levit tells the Malveh, listen, I paid you already, but you know what? Let's get the house back. We'll split the house. You drop it. They'll give it back to you. I also have no money. Oh, Shmuel, you don't hold of the cahoots. You don't hold of that business. So either Shmuel has two options. Either he can learn the Mishnah like Rebbe Aseh. Good, then he's fine. But if he holds like Abaye, and you don't hold of the cahoots factor, give it back. He holds a new item. He learns the Mishnah with the Love saying, forge. Oh, forge? Well, if it's linked to property, do not give it back to the Malveh. The guy's screaming forge. How could you give it back to the Malveh? He's going to take properties maybe illegally. Okay, good. That's why don't give it back. Okay, and if there's no linkage to properties, yeah, then give it back. What do you mean? He's going to take money. Nah, Beti doesn't respect the shtar that doesn't have that link to properties. Shmuel Leshitato that holds a shtar that does not have linkage to properties? Gloom. So it's like, you're going to give it back to the Malveh. What is he going to do with it? Bottle cap. So for that matter, give it to the Levin for a bottle cap. What do you mean? The Levin is screaming it's a forge. You're going to give it back to him? He's saying the whole thing doesn't exist. And they give it back to the Malveh.
All right, so let's just review where we're holding over here. We learned in the Mishnah. You found Shtarhov in the Reshut HaRabim. So Tarakaman, the Mishnah said, if there's Ahrayut, if it's linked to Nechasim, if it's linked to Karka, no yazir, don't give it back. Shebet Din, if not, because Bet Din is going to is going to take payment. So let them take payment. Give it to the Malveh, let them take payment. Now we're worried about a few issues. So let's review the three shitot again. According to Rav Aseh, we're talking about over here with the modeh, the lovez modeh. I didn't pay. Started legitimate. So if the lovez modeh, what more do you want? Give it back to the Malveh. So he said, because we're worried that it's a shtar mukdam. Yeah, maybe they wrote it in Nisan, and they didn't borrow the money till Tishri, and there's no hakna'a on it, meaning the loved did not write, I'm mishabed myself from now regardless. Therefore, you have to suspect that maybe it's going to affect the likuhot. Maybe you're going to take likuhot unlawfully. That's the shita of the way that Aseh understood the case. However, when there's no achrayut nechassim, when there's no karka linked to it, so what are you worried? They can't take karka. They'll take money. So in that case over there, they didn't make a gezerah. They'll give it back to the malveh. Abaye holds, also the case is talking about where the loveh was modeh, the shtar is legit, and I didn't pay it yet. However, where hoshesh, once the shtar falls on the floor, you hoshesh for pera'on and kenunya. You hoshesh for collusion. Hoshesh that the malveh and the loveh got together, they made orchestrated a trick over here, a scheme. He paid it already, the loveh. They dropped it again. Oh, because they know they're going to give it back to the malveh. The malveh is going to come along and get paid. They'll take the likuhot back, and this is the way he can get back his property. And they'll split the property, or whatever it may be. So that when you see a shtar on the floor, Tarash Yabu Nechassim, Fatabaye, do not give it back. Okay? However, when there's no Ahrayut Nechassim, you don't have to worry about this over here. Okay. Now, according to Abaye, let's just review. He never had a problem of this shtar mukdam, because he held that the edim in the shtar are makneh the shtar, makneh the nechassim. So once you have a shtar with edim, and the loveh is being maskim, I owe the money, so you do not have to suspect that it's shtar mukdam. So that's why his only problem was hashash of kenunya and pikadon. He did not have Rav Aseh's concern of a shtar mukdam, that is Abaye. Shmuel, which is the third shita, if he's going to hold like Abaye, that the edim are makneh the sharbud, so therefore what are you worried about that according to Shmuel? Which means, if you find a shtar, you're not worried about mukdam, it has edim. Oh, but the case is talking about where the loveh is to'en mizuyaf. The loveh is screaming, the thing over here is mizuyaf, it's a forge, I never did it. And once it falls on the floor, now horakoho, you have a re'uta, fell on the floor, the guy's claiming it is mizuyaf, so therefore do not give it back to the malveh, because maybe they're going to take likuhot shelo kedin. Oh, if that's the case, why do you give it back if it's not linked to karka? Because Shmuel holds that any shtar that's not linked to karka is not a shtar. So therefore, it doesn't hurt to give it back to the malveh. He can't do anything with it anyway. Oh, what is he going to do with it? Let's not be slichoto. The Gemara says, let's not be slichoto, give it to the loveh. Hey, the loveh is claiming it's mezuyaf. Now you're going to give it back to the loveh? Ela, you give it to the malveh, latsur alpi, slichoto. That's the basic review of the Amud Rishon of today's Gemara. Now, let's get the Amud Sheni. So Gemara says, different, we're going to have a mahloket over between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yohanan, how to learn the mahloket in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Hachamim. Let's just review it outside, just the skeleton. Rabbi Meir made a chiluk between a shtar that's linked to nechassim to a shtar that's not linked to nechassim. If it's linked to nechassim, shesh be maharayut, if it's linked to karka, don't give it back to the malveh, for the three reasons the way I just explained it to you. If it's not linked to karka, give it back to the malveh. And according to Hakamim, which is the second shittah of the Mishnah, they hold, benkach u'benkach lo yahzir. Do not give the shtar back regard. You find a shtar on the floor, benkach u'benkach, do not return it. So now we're going to see two ways of how to learn the case in the Mishnah. So Gemara starts. Amar Rabbi Elazar said, Mahloket b'she'en hayav modeh. The cases of the Mahlok, Tintana Kaman b'me'ir, is talking about where the loveh is not modeh. I mean, the loveh is coming along and saying, it's a forge. Okay, you found it on the floor, and the Lovay is saying, forge.
The Rabbi Meir Sabar, Shtar She'en Bo Acharayut Nechasim, Eno Gove Lo Memeshabedeh Velo Mebenechareh.
Oh, so therefore, that's why the Bimir holds, when there's no She'bud Nechasim, and it's not linked to Karka, give it back to the Malveh. Because, anyway, you can't do anything with the Shtar. If it's linked to Karka, and you found it on the floor, and the guy's screaming, forge, don't give it back to the Malveh, he might collect illegally from the Karka. But, if it's not linked to Karka, give it back to the Malveh. Why? Because anyway, can't do anything with it, because they won't take anything with that shtar, because he owes that shtar is valueless. The Rabbi Meir Sabar, I'm reading again, shtar shem v'acharayut nechasim enu gove lo memeshaabedeh velo mebenechareh. Especially in the case where the Lovei is not modeh v'shtar. The Lovei is screaming, forge, look at the top Rashi. Im en a Lovei modeh, de shtara de lo shebe ba nechasim lav shtarahu, v'ami ki maveh al peh. V'shein al yadim, right? The Malveh al peh is nothing. And the guy saying, I never did it. So therefore, the shtar is worthless. Therefore, there's no danger giving it back. Rabbanan sabre, and the rabbis hold, nemeshabedeh, ude lo gabe, mevenehare migba gabe. Oh, you're right. You're not going to be able to collect from meshabedeh when it's not linked to karka, but you're going to be able to collect from benehare, from money. And therefore, the Rachamim will say, don't give it back. Because if you're going to give it back, the collect from Benechare. Good. That's all. The Rashi. The Rabbanan Savre. Leham Yah Avishtara. Shiteke Malveh Alpeh Be'adim. It's not going to be worse than a Malveh Alpeh where you did it without a Shtar Alpi Adim. When you have a Shtar that's not linked to Karka, so it's like you did it without a Shtar Alpi Adim. So Alpi Adim, you get back at least the money. Hilka Gabbe Benechare Ulaki Lo Yazir. Don't give it back to the Malveh, the Kevan, the Nafal, because it fell. It's Ra'al, they've been Mizuyafu, could they come out of it? Exactly, you don't know. It could be it's Mizuyaf, and there's a Ri'uta. Aval, however, Kishahayav Modeh, but when the Loveh is Modeh and says, it is the Shtar, and I didn't pay it, Devrei Akol Yachzir, everybody's going to hold, Ben Rabbi Meir, Ben Hachamim, return the Shtar. Even if it's linked to Karka, velo haishinan lepera'on velekinunya, which means, and we're not going to be hoshesh for pera'on and kinunya. We're not going to be worried about that it was paid, and we're not going to be worried about that they're making a collusion. So let's review the way Rabbi El-Azhar learns. Rabbi El-Azhar learns that the whole machloket is talking about, number one, b'she'en hayav modeh, where the guy is saying forge. And why does the Bimeir say give it back if it's not linked to Karka? Because he says be no problem, because the shtar that's not linked to Karka is nothing anyway, so the Malveh is not going to be able to collect. And the Hachamim hold, no, a shtar that's not linked to Karka, well, you're not be able to collect Karka, but you'll be able to collect money. So therefore, by giving it back, you're going to run into a problem. That's why they say, Ben Kachu, Ben Kachu, I said, Aval, Loveh, Modeh. When the Lovez Modeh B'Shtar, he said, I owe the money, Devrei Hakol, give it back. What do you mean? Maybe they made collusion? No, lo chayshin l'pirayon v'desiyuf. That's the way Rabbi El-Azhar learns the Mishnah. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Yohanan comes along and says, machloket b'shechayav Modeh. Oh, he says, no, even in the case where the Lovez is admitting, yes, I owe this money. The shtar is legitimate. Oh, so now why does the Bimi Ir say to give it back or not give it back? In the case of Karka, don't give it back. In the case of money, give it back. The Bimi Ir sabah shtar she'em v'acharayut nechasim memeshabedeh hu delo gabeh avam mebenechareh migba gabeh. Because he holds that a shtar that's not linked to Karka, even though you're not going to collect from Karka, but you can collect from benechareh. So therefore, in a case where it's going to affect karkaot, so then already you found it on the floor, there's the uta, don't give it back to the malveh, because maybe he's going to take money illegally. However, when you found it on the floor and it's not linked to karka, and the loveh is coming along and saying, what, I owe the money. Okay, he's saying he owes the money, so therefore give it back. It cannot affect karkaot. Let him give it to the malveh, let the malveh pay let the maveh collect at least his karkao and let him collect his money. That's the shita. Rabbanan savre, Rabbanan say benkachu benkach, don't give back. Memersha beden namegabe. Oh, hadush. Even a shtar that's not linked to karka, they hold you can collect karka. How in the world is that possible? If a shtar is not written with shamud, you collect karka anyway. Because Rabbanan hold that it was ta'ut sofer. That the sofer must have forgot to write. No, who in their right mind is going to go lend money and not link it to karka? So if you see a shtar that doesn't link it to karka, you have to assume that what? It was linked, and therefore there's ta'ut sofer. Therefore the banana is going to hold, even when the love is coming along to say, yeah, the shtar is legitimate. Yeah, I owe the money, but you found it on the floor. Don't give it back. Ben kachu, ben kach, don't give it back. Even when it's not linked to karka, because Beti is going to take from karka, and maybe they're going to take unlawfully from the karka. Aval, kishen hayav modeh. But when the en hayav modeh, when the guy is saying mizuyaf, devrei akol lo yahzir. Why? When he comes along and says that it's mizuyaf, why shouldn't you give it back to the to the malveh? The hashina and the piraon, because they suspect that maybe it was paid already. Which means, if you're going to give it back to the malveh, maybe he's going to get paid again. Good. So let's review Rabbi Yohanan outside again. The shita, the way he learns the Mishnah. Rabbi Yohanan holds. What's the machloket? B'shehayav modeh. When a guy is coming along and say, I owe the money. Found the star in the floor, I owe it. The star's a legitimate star. Rabbi Meir says, if it's linked to karka, don't give it back to the malveh, because maybe they're going to take karka illegally. Right? Because maybe it's a star mukdam of some sort or something like that, and you have to be concerned or whatever the concerns have to be, so don't give it back. But if it's not linked to karka, no problem, give it back, because the most they can take is money, and the guy's being modeh. So they'll give it back. It's not going to affect the karkaot. However, and what is the banana hold? Benkachu, benkach lo yazik, because they hold even when it's not linked to karka, you can take karka. Therefore, by giving it back, you're going to run into a problem. But kishen alove modeh, when the guy's being toen mizuyaf, devrei akol, do not give it back to the malveh, because hayshina and the peraon, you're concerned that maybe it was paid already, you give it to the malveh, he's going to get paid again. So therefore, you do not give it back. That's the mahlok between the B. Eliezer or Elazar and Rabbi Yohanan in the learning of the Mishnah. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to get ayot for both shitot. Tanya kivetet Rabbi Yohanan. We have a bright that to support Rabbi Yohanan. V'tiyuftad Rabbi Elazar behada. And the bright that's going to refute Rabbi Elazar from one of the things he said. And we're going to knock Shmuel what Shmuel said on two counts. So three things are going to take place over here now. We're going to bring a bright that. The bright that proves Rabbi Yohanan knocks out Rabbi Elazar behada. The Gemara is going to say that hada really is tarte. Means going to knock Rabbi Elazar. It's going to be a direct hit against Rabbi Elazar. And it's going to knock Shmuel also what Shmuel said on the Amud Rishon, which we'll review when we get to it. Let's go one stage at a time. What's the braita? Oh, so let's get the braita good. Matzah shtarei chob. Okay, you found shtarei chob. That's the case we're talking about, right? V'yesh b'machareyut nechasim. Okay, it's linked to karka. Afal pi sheshnehem modim. Everybody's modeh over here. The loveh is being modeh. That's the main thing, right? The loveh is saying, it's a good start. I didn't pay, right? Lo yahzir lo lazeh velo lazeh. Very good. Don't return it back. It's exactly what Rabbi Yohanan said. Is that what Rabbi Yohanan said? Right. The Rashi says, Hayshinan lekenunya. Because you're suspecting over here with Kenunya. You're suspecting that there was a collusion over here. Where was the Yohanan above? Yohanan said, Yohanan amal machlok ikh shehayav modeh. In this case over here, they were more there. Rabbi Meir Savar Shtar Shem Wachariyut Nechassim Meshavadeh De Lo Gaveh Ve Mevdeh Harek Megba Gaveh Ashin LaPeraon. So let's continue reading for a second. Matzah Shtar Chob, I'm reading again the Braita. Before we connect it back to Rabbi Haran, let's just get the Braita separately. Matzah Shtar Chob Ve'yesh Ben Achariyut Nechassim Ve'yaz Achariyut Nechassim Alfa Pish Shnei Modim Mideh Modeh. The Shtar is a good Shtar, I owe the money. Lo Yalzi Lo Lazeh Ve'lo Lazeh. Why? She says, because she hoshesh v'konunya. And be machariyut nechassim. Oh, if there's no aruv, it's not linked to karka. Bizman shalove modeh. Again, the love is being modeh that I owe the money. Yarzir lemalveh. And be machariyut nechassim. Very good. And be machariyut nechassim. Give it back to the love. Give it back to the malveh. Because the love is modeh. So what could be the problem over here? Yachzir lemalveh. There's no achrayut nechassim. So they cannot take karka. They'll take nechassim. Ena loveh modeh. Oh, but ena loveh. The guy saying it's a mizuyav. Lo yachzir lo lazeh velo lazeh. Devrei Rabbi Meir. Do not return it to anybody. Ena loveh modeh. The guy saying it's a fake. Don't give it back to lo lazeh velo lazeh Rabbi Meir. Shayar Rabbi Meir omer. Because Rabbi Meir said. Shtar sheyesh b'machariyut nechassim, because the shtar that has achariyut nechassim goveh menechassim meshubadim, v'she'en b'machariyut nechassim goveh menechassim b'nechorim. Good. So therefore, there's a chiluk between yesh b'machariyut and en b'machariyut. Yesh b'machariyut you can collect from karka, en b'machariyut you can collect from money. V'achamim omrim echad zeh v'echad zeh goveh menechassim meshubadim. Oh, the achamim say echad zeh v'echad zeh, you can always collect from nechassim meshubadim. Therefore, never give it back, therefore never give it back, even when it's not linked to karka, because it can be able to take karka. So this braita is a proof, first of all, to Rabbi Meir. How is it a proof to Rabbi Meir? Because Rabbi Hanan, sorry. So it's a proof to Rabbi Hanan. Let's review Rabbi Hanan Shita now outside. Rabbi Hanan Shita was, let's just review it in our mind so we get clarity. Rabbi Hanan Shita was Mahloket Kishayab Modeh. Right? When the guy's coming along and saying the shtar is a good shtar, we have a Mahloket. Why? Rabbi Meir is going to say what? If it's linked to Karka, don't give it back. Right? Because they might take from the Karka. But if it's not linked to Karka, give it back because you'll just take from you'll take from money. And Achamim say even if it's not linked to Karka, you have a problem. Why? Because they can take karka from that type of shtar as well. Right. So therefore, even when the loveh is being modeh, we have a machloket between the bimi and hakamim. That's exactly what it said in this bright over here. The bright that said over here, and in the case where it was in a loveh modeh, where the loveh claimed that it was a mizuyaf, so then what did Rabbi Hanan say? Then everybody's modeh. Right, the Bia Yohanan said above, "Avak Kishen Hayav Modeh, Tevira Kol Lo Yazir." Very good. That's exactly what the Braita said. The Braita, so the Braita really is consistent with Shitat Rabbi Yohanan and clarity. In the case where the Loveh sing Mizuyaf Lo Lazeh Ve Lo Lazeh, don't return it regardless, Mizuyaf. And when he's saying I owe it, so then already it's the Machlok between Rabbi Meir and Hakamim. So the Braita is a support for Rabbi Yohanan. Now let's see why it's a question against the Rabbi Elazar. Do you have Rabbi Elazar Behada? Why? De Amar Le Rabbi Meir Shtar She'en Bo Acharayut Nechasim Eno Gove Menechasim Meshubadim Velo Menechasim Benechorim. Which is number one, because this bright is going against the way you understood Rabbi Meir. Sabir Azar, you held that a shtar that's not written Nechassim Meshubadim, you can't collect from anything. Rabbi Azar held that Rabbi Meir Shita is a shtar that doesn't have Nechassim Meshubadim in it, is you cannot collect from nothing. You cannot collect not from Nechassim Meshubadim and not from Benechorim. The shtar is worthless. Use it as a bottle cap. But that's not what the Braita said. The Braita said that Rabbi Meir holds that Nechassim Mishrubadim you can't collect from, but Nechassim Shem Mishrubadim you will be able to collect from. So therefore that goes against what the way Rabbi Azar explained to Rabbi Meir. The Kaman, and furthermore, you said Ben Rabbi Ben Rabbanan Lo Haishina the Kenunya. That Rabbi Elazar's way of learning is he held that what we're not choshesh for Kenunya. That was the case over there where the Love was Modeh. The Love's Modeh, he said everybody says give it back because you don't suspect for Kenunya. However, Ubaraita Ketani, but the Braita said, Shtar She'en Bo Acharayut Nechasim, Mimesha Bedehu De Lo Gabe, Habe Benechorin Migba Gabe. That's the first Tira. The Ketani, Ben Rabbi Meir Ben Rabbanan, Haishinan De Kenunya, which was clearly in the Braita, it said, that we are Hoshesh Fe Kenunya, Ben Rabbi Meir Ben Rabbi Rabbanan. How we know that? The Ketani, Alfa Pishish Nehem Modim, even though the Malveh is Modeh, and the Loveh is Modeh, Lo Yahzi, Lo Lazeh, Ve Lo Lazeh, don't return it back to anyone. Alma, Haishina, Le Kenunya. So you see what? You see that indeed the Braita is really going against Rabbi Elazar. Now the Gemara is going to have a side question over here. You just told me that the Braita is against Rabbi Elazar in one thing. But Rabbi Elazar Behada. But I just showed you and it's against Rabbi Elazar Betarte. It actually is against Rabbi Elazar. Because you, Rabbi Elazar, say that what? You hold that they don't choshesh the kinunya. And the Braita says, Mashma ye kinunya, they suspect. And number two, you said that according to Rabbi Meir, a shtar that doesn't have linkage to Karka is nothing, and the Braita is Mashma, that the Karka is nothing but the money, it is. So why did you say the Bir Azar Behada? Really, it's the Bir Azar Betarti. So the Gemara says, Behahani Tarti Hava. What do you mean? It's really two items. So the Gemara says, Hada Hu. It's really one item, meaning because of one thing Rabbi Elazar said, it led him to say the other thing. And therefore, it's one item that leads to two. So really, you're right, it's going against two things. But because he committed himself to one side, it caused him to say the other. Dehad ta'amu. Why? What's the commitment? Dimishum dekamar Rabbi Elazar machloket b'she'en hayab modeh. Oh, once he said that the machloket is b'she'en hayab modeh, once he said the case is talking about where the loveh is not mode, which is when the love is saying mizuyaf, that's when you have the machloket. Oh, and what's the machloket? That Rabbi Meir is going to say, don't give it back to the malve, because he's going to get karka, but give it back if it's no linkage to karka, because at least he can get money. He's only going to get money. Oh, I'm sorry. He says, when en love mode, Rabbi Azad says, because it's worthless. Again, according to the Rabbi Elazar, the way Rabbi Meir learned, what did he say? The machloket is b'she'en en halove modeh. That means the love is screaming mizuyaf. So what did the Rabbi Meir say? If it's linked to karka, don't give it back to the malveh, because it's going to take karka. If it's not linked, give it back to the malveh. You know why? Because the star is worth nothing anyway. Because Rabbi Elazar understood a star that's not linked to karka is worth nothing. So that's against the Braita. Because the Braita clearly said, according to Rabbi Meir, that if it's not linked to karka is no good, but money, yeah, you're going to get. Once he committed to that the machloket is b'she'en alove modeh, he was forced to say that b'she'en alove modeh it's the v'rakol. Oh, because must be yechoshesh to kenunya. And that, no, I'm sorry, continue. Medibishum the kamar b'ezah machloket b'she'en chayav modeh, hu metaretz hachem. Look at the top rashi. U'meshani top rashi. Hadahu dechatamau. One of the things that he said caused him to say both. Once he explained the machloket, he's talking about whether the loveh is saying it's a mezuyaf. Right, that's, he was forced to say that you don't collect from the nechorin, because that's why he said the bimim will say you can give it back to the maveh, because it's worthless anyway. Oh, so now you have to say that when the love is being modded, that it's the star is a good star, yahzir. Alma, that he must hold that there's no kinunya. And that goes against the Braita, which means he said one thing that forced him to say a second thing, and really both things are in contradiction to the Braita. I'll explain to you outside. Rabbi Elazar said, the mahluk to Rabbi Min Hakim is talking about the shen chayav modded. The guy's screaming, mezuyaf. Okay, mezuyaf. If it's linked to karka, don't give it back to the maveh. He's going to take karka. Well, after all, maybe it's a problem over here. But if it's not linked to karka, give it back. What do you mean? Maybe he's going to take money. He can't take money.
Because Rabbi Elazar holds that once it's not linked to Karka, the shtar is worthless. Okay, now that's against the Braita. Because the Braita clearly said, according to Rabbi Meir, if it's not linked to Karka you can't take, but money here. So that's number one. Once he said that, he was forced to say, but Kishehalove Modeh, Devrea called Yahzir. That if the Love is Modeh, that if the Love says, I owe the money, they give it back. Because the Love is being Modeh. Obviously, he doesn't hold of Kenunya, he doesn't hold of collusion. Where the Braita clearly said, Kishnehem Modim, do not give it back to the Maveh because you worried about Kenunya. So therefore, it's one thing that he said that led him to the other thing. Therefore, really, it's arguing on both things. So far, we proved what? The Braita is against Rabbi Elazar and for Rabbi Yochanan. So far, so good. Comes the Gemara and says, oh, and it's going against Shmuel in two ways. Okay, how? Well, one of them we know already. Because the Gemara says, Bechada kirabi el azar. One is the same problem that we had against the Bil Azad, we're going to have against Shmuel. Why? Teha kam muki matnitin bishen hayav modeh. Remember we learned on Yud Gimal Amud Rishon that Shmuel learned the machloket of the Mishnah where the guy's claiming Mezuyaf. That's the way we understood Shmuel, where he's claiming Mezuyaf. So if he's claiming Mezuyaf, the guy's claiming forged, correct? That was Shmuel's Shita. So therefore don't give it back to the Loveh. The Mimim said don't give it back to the Malveh. Because if it's forged, how can you get Karka? Also, then why if it's no linkage to Karka, you can give it back to the Maveh, because he holds that a shtar that's not linked to Karka is not a shtar bechlal, so therefore you have no problem to give it back to the Maveh. So he learned the whole machloket between Rabbi Meir and Hakim is b'she'en ha'love modeh. Well, that's clearly against the Braita, because the Braita clearly said, k'she'en ha'love modeh, devrei ha'kol yachzir. So therefore, for sure, in one way, it's against Shmuel. Huh? The Braita said, go back to the Braita said, tell you how to do that, tell us what's that, shtar chov, v'yishma chod v'yachasim af al pish shnei modim, okay, shnei modim, lo yachzir. לא זה ולא זה, כשחושש את כנוניה. אין לו בזמן שלו, ומודה, אז מהווה. אין לו ומודה, לא יעזיר לו לזה ולא זה. דברי רבי מאיר. Yeah, which means the מחלוקת, according to the way Shmuel understood, the מחלוקת is where the guy is saying מזויף. And according to the Braita, the מחלוקת is talking about, not where he said מזויף, where the guy was מודה. Where the לווה was מודה, then we had the מחלוקת. Look at Rashi. She says, no Rashi. דהמוקי מתניתין, read the Gemara. תיופתא דשמואל בתרתי, חדא כרבי אלעזר. דהם מוקים מתניתין, because Shmuel already established the Mishnah, בשאין חייב מודה. And the Braita clearly said that the מחלוקת is דווקא בחייב מודה. Oh, וחדא, and the second thing that's against him, תאמר שמואל מצא שטר הקנאה בשוק. Oh, Shmuel held, if you find the שטר הקנאה, what is the שטר הקנאה? Shtar akna is a shtar that the Loveh himself clearly writes in the shtar, whether the money was given to me or not, I'm being mishabed myself from today. So what does he say? Ya'zir leba'alim. You give it back to the original owners, which means you give it back to the malveh, and you don't suspect that maybe they didn't lend the money yet. Maybe the shtar just fell from the Loveh, and they never actually went through the transaction. Ve'lo chayshinan lepira'on. And we don't say that what? That maybe there was a pira'on over here. Because if there was a pira'on, the shtar would have been ripped. Again, usually after a guy pays a shtar, he rips the shtar. The fact that the shtar is over here, so therefore, and it says, I'm not worried about shtar mukdam, give it back to the maveh, let the maveh collect karkaot. Because what's the difference? Let him collect karkaot, because he's mishabed himself from now, even if he didn't give the money till later on, he's mishabed himself from now, and Shmuel said, I'm not chashesh for pira'on, because if there would be pira'on, the guy would have ripped it up already. Oh, so what's the problem? Tiyufta. Oh, it's a question against the Mishnah, the Braita. Diktani Akhar, this is by our Braita. Half a piece of Shnehem Modim, even though both of them are being Modeh to the Shtar, the Malven, the Loveh, Lo Yazir, Lo Lazeh, Lo Lazeh. Don't return it to either of them. Why shouldn't you return it to either of them? Alma, Haishinan, Lepiraon.
which means you see over here that you hoshesh that maybe it was paid, and you hoshesh about maybe there was a collusion over here. So again, the Braita goes against Shmuel. Let's see why. Because the Braita is talking about it. Braita gave a case that what? Where both of them are modeh. The guy's saying, I owe the money. And the mother's saying, yeah, the shtar, everything's good. He owes me the money, everything's good. So what's the deen? Don't give it back. Lo lazeh ve lo lazeh. Why? Because Hashina and the Piraon, the Braita said. You hoshesh that what? It might have gotten paid. Oh, so why are they being modeh? Because they want to make a trick between them. That's the bright. And what did Shmuel just say? You find the shtar aknah in the street, give it back to the malveh. Oh, you see what? That he's not hoshesh le peraon. Ze keneged the brighta and kol sheken. Why? Because sheken hacha de lo modeh loveh. In this case over here, the loveh is screaming. The loveh is saying that it's parati. And still the haishin le peraon. And still Shmuel says, the Hashin and the Piraon, and we have to give it back to the Malveh Yachsir, La Be'alim. So again, right, so therefore we see the Braita is a Tiyufta against Shmuel in two subjects. Number one, the easy subject. You learned that Rabbi Elazar, the Mishnah is talking about Machloket B'she'en Hayam Modeh, where the Loveh is saying Mizuyaf. And the Braita said, no, that case, the Vira Kol, there's no Mahloket. And the second thing is, by the case of Shtar Akna'a, you said, give it back. Give it back to the Malveh, because you're not Choshesh when you find the Shtar of Akna'a. Maybe it got paid. However, the Braita says you are Choshesh for Hira'on. So therefore, that is the Stira between Shemuel from the Braita in two ways. The Braita, the Shmuel said clearly, if you find the shtar on the floor, Hakna'a, the guy's modeh that he's mishaber himself from day one, what did you do with that shtar? Give it back to the Malveh. Why give it back to the Malveh? Because Shmuel clearly says, Lo Hayshin on the Piraon. You're not Hoshesh that the shtar was paid. So you give it back to the Malveh. However, what did the Braita say? The Braita clearly said, Afa Pishish Nehem Modim, the Loveh saying, I paid. No. The Loveh is saying, I didn't pay. He's modeh. And still, what does the Braita say? Don't give it back. Yeah, even when he's modeh, you're telling him no. Kol sheken when he's not modeh. So therefore, we see clearly where the Braita is choshesh the piraon vile kenunya. Even when the Loveh is saying, I paid. And Shmuel is saying, no, we're not choshesh the piraon vile kenunya. It's going against him in two scenarios. So to review what took place over here, comes out we had two distinct ways to learn. We had the Bir Azar and Rabbi Yohanan, two ways to learn the Mishnah. The Gemara brought a Braita to support Rabbi Yohanan's way of learning the Mishnah and to knock out Rabbi Elazar's way. By knocking out Rabbi Elazar, you also knock out Shmuel's way as well. So let's learn bottom line. Let's learn how the Gemara is concluding how to learn the Mishnah. Really, it's like this Braita. Really comes out like this Braita. So I'm going to read this Braita now one more time. The Braita is going to be like this. You found the Shtar Chob, Matzah Shtar Chob, Yesh B'Machalev Nechassim. Okay, it's linked to Karka. No problem. Afapish Shnehem Modim. Everybody's Modeh. Loveh says, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't pay yet. The Malveh dropped it. Give it back to him. What's the deen in the Mishnah and the Braita? Do not give it back. Why? Because you're concerned about trickery. How about?
Only when there's
karka, because they're going to take karka illegally. I'm worried about the lekohot. I'm worried. Listen, if the Loveh wants to pay money, let him pay money.
That's how
Mishnah said it? That's a case where the Mishnah wasn't talking about. That's the kul alma. Shnehem modim en machloket in that case over there. Shnehem modim, the Loveh says it fell from me, and the Loveh says it fell from him. In that case, everybody says give it to the Malveh. Because, I'm sorry. In that case, lo lazeh ve lo lazeh. Because I'm worried about, there's a collusion over here. However, en b'machariut nechassim. Oh, now we start with the machloket. En b'machariut nechassim, there's not linked to karka. Bezman shaloveh modeh, and the loveh is saying, I owe the money. Yazir le malveh. Give it to the Malveh. Why? Because... He's saying he owes the money. Give it to the Malveh. Let the Malveh get paid.
And a love mode, but the love is coming along to say, Mizuyaf. Lo yazi, lo laze, velo laze. Devir Rabbi Meir. Good. So that means Rabbi Meir said his case in a case of love mode. That's the whole key of the Braita. In a case where the love is mode. What? The stuff, I owe the money. I owe the money. Love is mode. I owe the money. Rabbi Meir is going to make a hiluk. If it's linked to karka, don't give it back. If it's not linked to karka, give it back. It's exactly the way Rabbi Yohanan understood the machloket as well. The Braita clearly says that when did Rabbi Meir say his hiluk between ye nechassim and no nechassim? Davka bizman she'en halove mode. No. Davka be kishalove mode, which means when the love himself was mode, that's Rabbi Hanan. Right, en love mode. That's the bracha called lo yazi lo laze velo laze. No, then there's a machloket in that case. We're trying to give a case where Hachamim and Tanakama argued. In which case did they argue in the Mishnah? According to Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Yohanan clearly said, if you go back to Rabbi Yohanan said, Machloket kishayav modeh. That's the case. Now what's the machloket? Speak it out, because that's what the Braita is saying also, by the way.
The Braita gives additional information that's not in the Mishnah.
Correct, but that doesn't argue, that doesn't bother us. Which means, the Braita and the Yohanan are congruent. They're equal. How? Basically, the Braita is saying that the machloket in the Mishnah is dafka where the love was modeh. What does it mean, modeh? Here, I owe the money. Oh, now let's speak out the sevarot. He owes the money, so give it back to the malveh. Ah, if it's linked to karka, I'm concerned that maybe what? They're going to take karka illegally, therefore don't give it back. Okay, and if it's no karka, why shouldn't you give it back to the malveh? Because Rabbi Hanan holds that the shtar that's not linked to karka, at least you'll be able to collect money. And therefore, I don't want the guy to collect, he might be collecting.
According to
Bimi'ir, you can, though. No, according to Bimi'ir,
you get
the back. Why? Why does he get it back according to Rabbi Hanan? Because he can't collect money. And therefore, and the Lovez being modeh. So therefore, it won't be a problem. Let him get paid.
No,
doesn't affect the ka'ot.
There's no problem with the kools.
There's nothing that could. The Lovez being more there, it's not going to affect Karkaot.
Right.
Give it back to them, let them get paid money. That's exactly what Rabbi Yohanan said. Rabbi Yohanan's language was, if we go back to Rabbi Yohanan, Machlok Kishaya Boder, Bimi Yisavashtash, Machlok Nechassim, Mishal Yehuda Lo Gabe, Amin Yehare Mekba Gabe. So therefore, give it back to him. No problem, let him get paid money. He's more there that he owes it. He's Chayav, he wants to pay it, which means he's more there that he owes it. So therefore, it's a problem, give back to Shtar. It cannot affect Karkaot. And that's exactly what the Braita said. So what's the logic of the Hachamim? Hachamim say, lo laze ve lo laze. Because Rabbi Yohanan holds that even a shtar that doesn't have karka in it, you can get karka. So therefore, when you're going to give it back to the malveh, he's going to go after karka, and that could be a problem against the karka. And that's exactly what the Braita said.